Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Passage Gallery. How you doing this morning? Hey, it is my great pleasure to introduce again to you Mike Nichols. Of course, he is with the Symetra Tour, and he oversees everything happening there. How you doing this morning, Mike Nichols?
I'm doing great, Ann. How are you?
Very good. Let's see. Have you gone on to Asheville, North Carolina?
Yes, that's correct. We're in the second of our three-week swing through the Carolinas. And obviously wrapped up a great week there in Greenwood last week, but moved a couple of hours up the road here to Asheville, and next week we'll be moving down the road to Charlotte. So it's a great three-week stretch for the Symetra Tour and its players.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that just is really amazing and I think goes to the idea of how great the Symetra Tour is the fact that somebody that was in, 81st place in the tournament ended up in is now in fourth place on the money part of this.
Yes, it was a huge week in Greenwood, as we've said. You know, Jim and Denise from the beginning, Jim and Denise Medford from the beginning were committed to making the last week in Greenwood the best event on the Symetra Tour, and they delivered in all areas. It was the biggest tour purse in history. It was the biggest charitable contribution in history. And accordingly, based on the purse size, it was the biggest first-place winner's check in tour history. So Wayling, who won this year, she hadn't gotten off to a very good start this year. She had won on the Symetra Tour last year, so now she's a two-time winner on the tour in her two years on the tour. But she played exceptionally well this year, lapped the field, and she's vaulted up the Volvic Race for the Card Money list. So it was a big week for her, as well as other members of the tour who were able to make significant moves on the money list.
Well, I would be curious, Mike, just to know what the buzz is, because now there actually is a lot of pressure on her for the next two tournaments.
That's correct. So thanks to the support of Park Sterling Bank, we have the first ever $1 million prize opportunity. So if Wayling is successful in winning the next two events, she'll win $1 million, which by the end of this season, to put that in perspective, she probably will win somewhere in the neighborhood of $50,000 to $60,000 in official prize money. So if she were to win the next two events, it would be amazing. And it has happened. We have had player Vicky Hurst, who's now on the LPGA Tour and on the Solheim Cup. She was able to win three consecutive events in which she played. So we're very excited to see what sort of start Wayling gets out to this week in Nashville.
Yeah, in Nashville. That is going to be tremendous. But now, as far as what happened here in Greenwood, I know everybody was, maybe even on your end, a little skeptical that all this could come together. But now that the tournament is over, what do you see as far as the Symetra Tour and other people that are involved in Symetra looking this and saying, we got to up our game too?
Well, there's no question about it. To put it in perspective for people in Greenwood, and I wish I had mentioned this on the 18th green, was, you know, we've played this tour. We started in Phoenix, and then we went to Los Angeles, and we've played in Orlando. And so we're playing in major media markets with the Symetra Tour. So the idea that Greenwood, sort of the sleepy little town of Greenwood, South Carolina, could come together and put on an event that dwarfs all of those really speaks to the community there. We have a new event that has its inaugural year in Kansas, and we invited the organizers of that event to they're playing their tournament in September. We invited them to come to Greenwood and see what Jim and Denise Medford had created there. So it's definitely one that has everybody looking to raise their game. Jim really wanted to make a statement as it related to the highest purse, so we know that there's other tournaments that have taken notice and want to raise their purses as well, which is obviously ultimately goes to benefit the players because they're not making a lot of money on this tour. The reason you play this tour is to ultimately, hopefully, finish in that top 10 and play on the LPGA Tour. So not only did what Jim and Denise did there in Greenwood have a huge impact, obviously, for the 1 week in Greenwood, but I think the effects of the tentacles of that are going to go out into and be felt across the entire tour as we, you know, the other 19 events we have on the tour, as well as we grow the tour, hopefully, next year as well.
Sure. You know, that is going to be fantastic. Now, the 13th hole became kind of a party hole, and Jim says they want to expand that. They're going to have grandstands down there. What do you think?
Love it. Absolutely love it. Made my way down there both on Saturday and Sunday for a little bit to take it in. I know some of the players that, unfortunately for them, didn't make the cut, were able to take in play on the 13th hole, and through the great graciousness of their host housing, had access to boats, so they were able to sort of have a good time out on the water and have a good time with it, as did the players who were playing through there. So it created a lot of anticipation, and I think that's a tradition that's only going to grow, and I think it's exciting because we don't have anything like that on the Symetra Tour, and frankly, on the LPGA Tour, we really don't have any holes that sort of set up like that. So it's an exciting thing. I'm looking forward to coming back there next year to see it grow over time, and I think the players are as well.
Well, don't be surprised when you come back next year, Mike, that the whole thing has changed, and they've built an amphitheater for boats out there.
I would not be surprised at anything that Jim and Denise put their minds to. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, and I think also a really nice touch was having the legends there, the Pro-Am. I mean, such a magnificent Pro-Am and such gracious legends that were there for those one or two days, depending on their schedule.
Well, we're very fortunate that the entire LPGA family, whether it's the legends or the current LPGA players or the Symetra Tour players, really have instilled in them the sense of giving back. If you're fortunate enough to play professional golf, you've probably led a pretty good life to that point. And so I know that the legends are always looking to give back in any way that they can, in terms of they've led Hall of Fame careers, and the opportunity to come to a place like Greenwood lend their support to the event. But I think what it was also unique with the legends is they were offered that opportunity to serve in sort of a mentoring capacity during that Pro-Am. The way it was set up is we had two local amateurs who played with a legend and a Symetra Tour player. So it allowed these Symetra Tour players to sort of pick the brain of the legends and ask how you deal with things like travel or money management or dealing with the media, whatever the various issues might be. It's, you know, we as LPGA and Symetra Tour staff might make recommendations on how to handle those things, but quite frankly have never lived in their shoes and felt the pressure of what it's like to play professional golf day in and day out. So being able to talk with a legend who's been in their shoes, Meg Mallon, for example, multiple winner of the U.S. Women's Open and Solheim Cup captain, etc. She played alongside Cheyenne Woods, but she could talk back to the year and a half that she spent playing on the Symetra Tour. So they had experience that was relatable and relevant to our Symetra Tour players who were, you know, all in their early 20s, just out of university.
Sure. And, you know, I think Beth Daniel talked with Stephanie about having sponsors and how you try to make everybody happy and how hard that is.
It is indeed. It's a lot of pressure when you when you think about it. I marvel at what these ladies are able to do. When I go out and play a recreational round of golf, if a hole isn't going my way, I put my ball in pocket and walk on to the next tee. But when you're playing the professional golf tournament, you don't have the ability to do that. So there is a tremendous amount of pressure just as it relates to what actually happens out on the golf course. And then subsequently all of the ancillary things that come out of that, whether it's sponsor commitments or media commitments or managing your money or dealing with travel from event to event, it's an incredibly difficult career, and oftentimes we see the golfers on TV who are making a lot of money and it's very glamorous, but when you look at it, that's just a very minute portion of the golfing population that actually make it to that point where it's not so much of a grind. So to be able to look to somebody like Beth Daniel, who's been there before, and offer that sort of advice, that's invaluable for these players, and it's very cool that Beth, as a former Furman grad, and Stephanie Knorr, as a former Furman grad, can share those experiences as well.
Yeah, that was just some of the things we gleaned from the interviews that we were doing while we were there. Well, I know you've got a lot going on up there in Asheville. The tournament, does it start tomorrow, or what day does it actually start,
Right. Excuse me. It'll start on Friday. So it's a 3-day tournament here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The event there in Greenwood, we played it as a 4-day tournament, one of only 2 4-day tournaments on our tour, that along with the tour championship. And that's just because we realized the magnitude of the event, the importance of it in determining the fate of who will finish top 10 on the Volvic Grapes for the card. So it was a huge event last week, and it's a shame that it's over. I'm sure that the folks there are able to catch up on some sleep, but we couldn't be more thrilled with the outcome there, and can't wait to get back next year.
Well, there you go. That's a big positive endorsement for Greenwood, Mike. Listen, I know you've probably got a lot of things you've got going on, but your mobile office is there. All the paraphernalia and everything is there, and I guess you're ready to go, huh?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yeah, we're set to go in Asheville. It's sort of a traveling circus. Once the last putt dropped there on Greenwood Sunday, we packed things up and moved up the road to Asheville. But it was nice to have a short little 2-hour drive. But we're ready to go here. We got a beautiful day for the Pro-Am today, so we're just looking forward to a great week and the second stage in the $1 million Park Sterling Cup. So encourage the folks down there in Greenwood to keep track of how Wayling's doing here, because I know we will be as well.
Now, how can people keep up with this if they'd like to follow this, Mike?
Sure. So they can go to SymmetraScoring.com or SymmetraTour.com and then follow the links to our live leaderboard. But
so that's the best way to do it. Don't y'all have a Facebook page, too?
Yes, we do. It's either Symmetra Tour or Road to the LPGA, but if they go out there and look up the Symmetra Tour, they should be able to find their way to it.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I wish you all the best, and we'll look forward to talking to you, and who knows, I may give you a call. Let's see who's going to win this thing. 3 winnings equals $1 million annuity. Not a bad 3 weeks' work.
Not at all. So hope everybody down there in Greenwood pulls for Wayling, as we will be up here as well.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for taking time to call us.
Thanks, Ann. Thanks for all your coverage last week.
Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye, Mike. All right.
Bye-bye.